This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Somebody texted in and said, look up the Twinkie defense. It's an all-timer.
Twinkie defense?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. So I'll read you what that means.
Okay.
We're talking about jury duty and the Trump trial and everything. The term Twinkie defense is an umbrella term that in most general sense refers to an unconventional defensive argument. The term originated from the 1979 trial of Dan White, a San Francisco politician who is charged with first-degree murder. A testifying psychiatrist pointed out that White's consumption of sugary foods, such as Twinkies, could lead to diminished capacity. Using this testimony, White's lawyers were successfully able to persuade the jury that White lacked the premeditation and deliberation elements necessary to establish first-degree murder. He was ultimately convicted of a lighter offense of involuntary manslaughter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he ate too many Twinkies.
He ate too many Twinkies.
So now, you know, any sort of defense, it's, they're saying that that term kind of has been associated with any sort of medical related defense.
Yeah.
Is, you might hear them say it's the Twinkie defense.
I just don't get how people can be so stupid to buy crap like this. You know, I just, again, the affluenza thing, the Casey, I like watched that Casey Anthony trial. Blows my mind that you got 12 jurors to look at that and be like, don't think she did. Like, this just goes to show why I'm just terrified of going to, like, having my life in someone else's hands. 12 jurors, because I'm convinced that the vast majority of randos that end up on these things are morons. Absolute morons.
It's supposed to be a jury of your peers. You look around, you're like, these ain't my peers.
No. That's why I said, like, we think that I say this all the time. We fall into this trap of thinking that the people you associate with are the average Americans. And they're not.
That's your echo chamber.
You need to go to a bus stop at, like, midnight. Go to a Walmart sometime at 11:30 on a Thursday. And you'll find out that what you think is the average American is not. And realize that whatever, and by the way, vice versa. If you're one of those people that's in Walmart at 11:30 on a Thursday, and you've got some rich dude from Camas or Lake O, and they're on your, it's the same thing. Like, that's not a jury of your peers. Like, go back and look through the history of America. It's really sad when you see, like, African Americans on trial, like, in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and some people would say even today. And you look around, and it's like a jury of my peers. And it's just like 12 angry white men from 1964 sitting on trial of a black guy. And they're just like, oh, I can't wait for this one. It's just, and I understand that there's, you know, it's better than most systems out there. But boy, I struggle with sometimes the amount of crap that gets by as the defense. Even he wasn't like, what was the guy that was recently? It was a guy at a mental hospital, and he's like, hey, I want to bash a woman over the head with a rock. And then he gets out, and as he's leaving, he picks up a rock and bashes the woman in the head. And they're like, well, he can't stand trial. Why the hell not? He said he was going to bash a woman in the head with a rock. He bashed a woman in the head with a rock, and like, nah, he's not.
Well, as his attorney, I think the Twinkie defense fits perfectly. He eats too many Twinkies.
Not guilty by reason of insanity. then put his crazy ass inside a prison. He won't know the difference.
And wasn't it that they couldn't hold him there anymore? Because,
yes.
Because they're like, well, I mean, yeah. We've done all we can do. We got to release him now.
Put Woody Woodpecker's ass in the cell and tell him that it's a Chuck E. Cheese. If he's really crazy, well, cool. Then you won't mind sitting in prison because you bashed a woman in the head with a rock.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why the hell would I want a jury of my peers? Craig from Wingstop is not my peer. Give me a jury of people educated in law. Why not have full-time jurors as a job?
See, I tend to agree with that, but then we get into a whole, you know,
yeah.
There's a whole...
How do you apply?
Yes.
That's tough. Yes. Lobbying for jurors?
I will tell you what, and I know
I'd be a full-time juror.
It's very unconstitutional, but if you ask me, which would I rather have? Craig from Wingstop and a jury of my peers, or... 12 people that are like 6 public defenders, 6 prosecutors, and I will take that every time.
Give me 12 kids who just passed the bar at age 26 or whatever. I don't care.
100%.
Give me a couple of people that can read and interpret something. Again,
Hundo
I just,
P.
Hundo P.
Terrifies me.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up after this on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.